Spectis Radio, your hub for live and local radio that's not networked during the day. FM 104.6.
In the studio this lunchtime, they are Joe and Bex, and they are from the Network Ride Youth Service. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much. Hello now, there. Nice to meet you.
And it's nice to see you again, because we saw you very recently at an award ceremony.
Police Crime Commissioner's Award ceremony in the Aegeus Bowl. It's not called that anymore, is it? Utilita Bowl.
I know we didn't win.
neither of us did.
But we should have done.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, you do really, really good work in Ryde. Does it stretch across outskirts of Ryde and into Newport and stuff?
So we are Network Ryde Youth Service. We're a youth service provided by Ryde Town Council. We've been running for 8 years. I look at Joe to the side. So we've been running for 8 years. And we, in the last 2 years, we've moved venues. So we're now at 50 St Thomas's Street in Ryde, which is the old St Thomas's Church. Ryde Town Council bought that building back in January 2021. Right, it was in private ownership. The Town Council bought it, so it was back in public use. We have worked with young people to help design, to look at what they wanted within the building, and we were really fortunate to be one of the first 40 organisations to get a youth investment fund from the government that we got in March 2023. So we had a grant of just over 600,000 for the renovation of the building. So young people have been involved with that all the way, and we opened the doors to the new centre in July 2024. So we've almost been in there 2 years. We're an open access youth provision, so any young person who is of secondary school age, so essentially 11 to 18, can access us. So we are open. We have sessions running 6 days a week between our centre, and we have an allotment down in Quarry Road in Ryde, and we have some sessions there. And if young people can get to us, they are more than welcome to come and access us. We run a whole variety of sessions. Jo, do you want to talk about some of the sessions?
Yeah, we have loads of sessions. So after school drop-ins, which are normally sort of 3 till 6 or 3 till 8, Monday, Tuesday and Friday. We do things like an Ask the Expert session, which is we get someone to come in and talk about maybe their career or something of interest, which will inspire young people. We have a short break session, which is for young people that have additional needs. We run Duke of Edinburgh Award, but we are fully subscribed with that at the moment. Just need to put that this year.
That's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. We run something called a Create Club. So that's kind of very sort of free flow kind of art activities. And but when young people are in the centre, of course it's free for them to attend anyway. But they have access to snacks like toast and hot chocolate, and there's gaming, pool, board games, arts and crafts. It's everything we do is young person led. So if they come to us and they need support, we will help them and signpost them. But it's really what they want to do, and that's really important that we listen to their voices.
Fantastic. And this has all been set up for young people, keeping them off the street, putting them on
and
the street.
And provide a safe space for
them. That's it, yeah.
So we also run a group called Network Pride, which is for young people, LGBTQ+. We do that once a month and participate in activities such as Pride Parade. We've also, this Saturday, we are hosting the New Carnival's Trash to Trend fashion show. So we've had young people... Right. We've had young... It's around... This year, it's around...
Yeah, sustainable fashion. So... We've got quite a small group who are taking part, and they've been making, you'll like this actually, they're making outfits which are inspired by songs that resonate to them, to their favourite song, and they're making an outfit, a sustainable outfit.
So brilliant.
Out of, we've got like loads of old fabric and buttons and zips and whatever they want to do, they are making outfits, and they are going to walk the catwalk on Saturday. There are tickets available.
Yeah, tickets
which
available.
Are free if anyone wants to.
Where's this taking place?
At the centre.
At the centre.
So it's
itself.
At Network Ryde Youth Centre, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So the idea is, and there's young people from, I think, the Isle of Wight College, Network Ryde, the Free School, and the New Carnivals. Creative group as well. So it's really exciting.
So it's a New Carnivals project, and we are sort of collaborating with them. And if anyone does want to get a ticket for it, just go on the New Carnivals Facebook, Instagram page. There's a link in the bio. You can just get a free ticket on Eventbrite.
All right. You brought up Facebook, and we had a conversation off air, and we sort of said we had a discussion. And I say, I read something this morning. This is a hot topic, and I think who should we ask? Well, let's ask people that are really in the know, because I would imagine you're rubbing shoulders with young people every day. You know what they're thinking. You know how they work and so on. And I think government have just decided that they're not going to vote something through, and it comes down to social media under the age of, they're not going to ban it for under the age of 16. And I looked at that and I thought, I'm not quite sure whether they've done the right thing here or not. And you've got a view, and it's pretty much the same as mine, because it's important that we do have, and they do have something.
So I don't think it can be quite as straightforward as a blanket ban. We use social media with young people. We communicate with them via WhatsApp, via Instagram. We have an Instagram and a Facebook page, and the majority of our interactions with parents through Facebook and with young people through Instagram. And used well and used for the appropriate activities, social media is an amazing tool.
Yeah,
absolutely
too
amazing.
Right.
And I think there needs to be probably more pressure from the government to actually to enforce better filtering, better monitoring from the companies themselves.
Yeah.
You know, actually the companies who run social media, gaming platforms, all those things, I think there should be a much bigger responsibility on them to protect children from harm. Because these companies, these social media platforms, they're not going to go away. And unless we support children and young people to use them safely and properly, because if you put a ban in for under 16s, when young people turn 16, if they've not used them and not used them safely, we're potentially creating more access to harm than good, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's also that kind of education with parents as well, and learning, you know, parents, it's kind of working with their children and kind of having those conversations early on, if, you know, rather than just giving them phones really early and just leaving them to their own devices. You know, it's kind of, you've got to have that conversation, haven't
definitely.
You?
Definitely. I mean, it's really important. The world is changing, and instead of trying to put certain things in a cupboard so you can't use, it's almost just like, hang on a minute, we've got to use this somehow. We will use this, and unfortunately, you're not going to stop it, but we just need to show you how to use it properly.
Yeah, and safely. Yeah.
And sadly, I'm of an age now that if I had a row with somebody when I was at school or a disagreement, unless I was going to sit on my house landline in front of the rest of my family and have that continuing conversation, it just stopped until I got back to school the next day, and it either kind of had fizzled out or it carried on at school. The issue that we find, and the issue we try and support young people with, is when with social media, it's always there. That kind of fear of missing out of conversations that actually, if they've always got their phone on them, and the, you know, they've all, it continues, and that's not something I grew up with, and I can't pretend that I understand what that feels like. You know,
it must be so hard.
I volunteer for a local rugby club, and I can tell you sometimes that I will go to sleep, because I'm quite an early bird, and I will come to a committee chat and there's 20 messages in it. Now, I don't get any kind of fear of missing out, because I'm just like, oh well, I'll read them when I'm up at 6 a.m. and reply then.
Right.
But for young people, if it's always constant, I think that's where you know, that's where it becomes really tricky and ingrained, and having those really kind
that's
of set
tough,
boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's sort of building their resilience, isn't it? It's kind of,
it's okay not to reply straight away.
It's okay, and it's, you know, if you, it's okay to just block that person, and, you know, just kind of knowing that you
and model
can
healthy
do that.
Relationships.
Mm. Yeah.
We had a young, we
you don't necessarily have to retaliate.
No,
you, but yeah,
if you don't reply straight away, if I don't reply to Joe straight away. Use Joe as the example. It's not because I'm ignoring Joe or don't like Joe, it's because I'm doing something else. We once had a situation where a young person, I didn't reply straight away, I got a barrage of question marks, exclamation marks, basically until I answered, and it was because I was in a school where I had no signal. So when I came out and I met up with that young person and I said, look, this is not how you communicate, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not replying to you, not because I don't want to reply, because I've got no signal and I'll reply to you when I can. And we talked about that, actually that was their model of communicating, that actually, well, I just think that if people aren't replying to me, that something's wrong or something's not right. So actually, although it was quite a tricky conversation. It was the right thing to have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it showed that that was not kind of a very healthy way of messaging speaking to people.
I would imagine they'd never been in that position before, but now they've learned a hell of a lot, haven't they? Which is what it's all about. So, I mean, you say been in this service for 8 years?
We've been running Network Ride, yeah.
You must have seen some changes over the years with regards of people, or what young people are actually going through, what they were going through 8 years ago, and the differences to today.
Yeah, I think COVID, we cannot underestimate the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic had on young people, their mental health and well-being. And we've seen that certainly some age groups, that communication that was all online learning, everything like that, that actually some of their communication skills and conversation skills suffered because of that. And I think it's really important that we at Network Ride, we run wellbeing sessions. We do sessions around, you know, kind of healthy relationships. And we do those because actually there are some things that are lost that you need to do that.
We also do sessions, don't we, sort of like just basic things like playing board games, and those are really good, aren't they, for sort of taking turns and kind of, you know, we normally have that as a session where no screens, you know, so we've got pool and we've got games out, that's it. So it's all about those really nice conversations that come along, and hopefully people don't get cross when they're playing a board game and flip the board.
I do. I can't play them. Nobody wants to play with me.
You don't pick it up and
flip that board.
When we go to quizzes, nobody wants to be on my team, because if I think I'm right, I don't. So I tend to have to be on a team on my own because I'm like that sort of person.
She's not coming to board games night.
All right. Okay.
But I think it's really, you know, issues that go on for young people, you know, a lot of them are the same issues that we have when we were teenagers. You know, it's around what is there to do on the island, what jobs, how do we do that, you know, and it's about providing that safe space. It's providing advice, guidance and support for those young people to help try new activities, to do something they haven't done before, and to help boost their self-esteem to be able to do that, because it's hard. It's hard being a teenager.
It's very hard, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be one now.
No.
I certainly wouldn't want to go back to, you know, right, okay, back to school and where you are, because I think they've got a rough ride. And I think in some ways I believe that we live in a world that's a grown-up world, and the grown-ups have messed it up. And we should feel kind of responsible for what they're actually going through now. And I think, you know, I think that's why some of us are probably now thinking, well, we need to work with these youngsters and make life better for them, and at least give them a voice and understand. And how can we make things better?
And opportunities.
Yeah,
definitely. So I mean, you must be well situated with, you know, hearing young people and what they want and so on. Does it frustrate you when you hear other people that are not in that industry, where they run down kids and say they don't know what they're like, they're really rude, they're always on their blooming phone?
The comment section in most social media posts frustrate me, because it's usually, you know, it's very derogatory, usually about young people, they're just basically tarring every young person with that same brush.
Yeah.
And that's not right. You know, I think our frustration sometimes is young people have very valid views. And when decisions are being made around opportunities for them, or funding, or what goes on within the towns, within the Isle of Wight Council, you know, actually, how are young people consulted with that? You know, we at Network Ride, on average, we have about between 140 and 150 individual young people coming in every month. They might come in once a month, they might come in 3 times a week. So we've got young people who would be willing to talk to people about their views and opinions. And for us, it's really important that that is heard and used properly. You know, in terms of participation with young people, things should be co-produced. The best outcomes are when you work alongside young people. We learn from young people every day.
Absolutely, yeah.
One of our favourite moments. So we talked about the new building, and we worked with young people. We worked with the architect, with young people for their ideas. Some of them were off the wall. there was a swim through shark tank, various other bits.
Not happening.
They didn't happen.
Right.
But we listened. But we, when we opened the building, the young people hadn't been able to be in because it was a work site. And we opened the building to them, and we had a young people's event. And I will never forget, one young lady walked through the door and just went, "Oh my goodness, you've made it exactly how we asked." And I think if that's that, for that bit, I welled up. I was like, yeah, we've done it. I can sit back, you know.
How
because
lovely.
Actually, yeah. You work alongside them and work with them to what they need. Then it's provided for them. So I think that's important.
Yeah, it's just really simply just to be non-judgmental, isn't it? Mm. And just whatever is going on for that kid, you know, that young person, we are there for them, you know, and just sit with them and walk alongside them, really. And that's,
that must be so nice to be a part of as well. You must get something from that. It must be very rewarding.
Absolutely, you know, it is a privilege, and it's, you know, it's really fun. Working with young people is really fun, and it can be challenging and it can be difficult. There's some sadness that comes with that. We have to deal with difficult issues and a lot of safeguarding and things like that. But you know, ultimately, it is. It's a joy to work with young people.
So do you cover just Ryde or do you...
So although we're based in Ryde, we're an open access youth service. So any young person can come to us, whether they're based in Ryde or not. When a young person comes to us, we have a sign-up form. So essentially they give us their details, their parents' contact details or carers' contact details, medical information. And once they've done that initial sign-up, they can then access anything that we put on.
Amazing.
So it's one form. Sometimes we have sessions that you have to book on for because it's limited by numbers. Mm. But otherwise, generally, it's a message us if you need to know when we're open and just come from there.
And they come to you. They're not pushed towards you. They just come to
it
you of their
voluntary.
Own free will. That's
it is
lovely.
Voluntary.
Yeah,
so
they don't need to be referred. They just can come after
excellent.
School or whatever. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the ages between 11 and 18.
So yeah. If you're in secondary age school, so the equivalents of year 7 up to year 13 in school.
Yeah.
What,
all home ed.
All home educated.
Well.
Is there more of an age group, younger people, or is it a good balance of all ages?
It's a mix, isn't it? I mean, probably our main cohort is probably sort of 11 to 14, would you say?
Yeah. With our Duke of Edinburgh cohort, that starts at 14. So we're an open awards centre for the Duke of Edinburgh's award. We operate under the Isle of Wight Council's licence. So we do bronze, silver, Duke of Edinburgh's award. So, and that we have quite a different cohort of young people. They're older, they're 14, 15, 16. That also is a very different experience out with them on expeditions. You know, they get to see us at 6 o'clock in the morning. We get to deal with them at 6 o'clock in the morning. And when you talked about walking, you know, young people's experience, you know, we see young people who might do bronze with us and think, I'm doing it because my friends are doing it. And then actually they get that bug for D of E. We've got two, last year we had a young person go up to Buckingham Palace and receive their gold award, and then next month we've got another two young people who are going up to the palace for a garden party to get their gold awards, which is fantastic.
Brilliant.
So proud of them.
That's such good news.
It's a big achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. A huge achievement for you, but you know,
for
bigger for them as well, because that will give them a real sense of purpose, won't it? And it would have a knock-on effect. It will inspire others to do the same,
hopefully.
Won't it?
Yeah. And some of those young people have been coming to us, you know, since year 7. In fact, one of the ones that's getting her award, she's coming through the whole youth service with us, you know, starting from that really young age, and it's really nice when you go on that journey with them.
And they're at university now, doing teaching.
She's been teaching, isn't she?
That must be lovely, you know, to follow the story onto the next chapter of
and
their journey.
And that's really important
as well.
For us, yeah, and we kind of really love to hear what
how,
people
how do
are
you
up to.
Counteract things like when I talk to young people from schools, they will say, especially if they go to high school. I think that's what they call it now, isn't it? High school. And they'll be there and they'll be 11 and they'll be mixing with kids that are 16 and 17 and much bigger than them. And they, you know, when they're 11, they're terrified and so on. You've got kids that are 11 to 18. So how do you stop that from happening?
Well, I think young people are choosing to cut school. You know, you have to be in school.
Yeah.
I think within a youth service, whether it's our youth service or any of the others that operate on the island, young people are choosing to be there. So actually, it's a different vibe from school that actually, if they're coming in, certainly with us, you know, if they come in and actually there's somebody there they've spent all day, you know, around school with and they feel intimidated, you know, actually we've got different spaces. We've got a sensory well-being room they could use, or actually they can choose to leave. You know, actually, if today is not the day that they, you know, they don't feel right, then they go and they come back another day. And I think it's about... Joe talked about the board games. Actually, finding an activity that someone who might be 11, who might be 16, is a real leveller, because actually that 11-year-old might beat that 16-year-old at Scrabble or at pool or something like that. And it's helping them find a common ground that actually, if they're in school, they might just, you know, nod to them in the corridor, because it's not cool to talk, is it, at secondary school? But they might just give them a nod, you know, to go, actually, that no, that's all right. And it's that building of those...
They're quite supportive of each other, aren't
they?
Yeah,
building those relationships outside of a school setting. You know, we took a group of 20 young people to PGL last year. We went to Little Canada, we had some funding. And for some of those young people, they'd never been away from home or never done a school residential, and we took 20 of them.
Yeah.
And actually some of those young people might have been in the centre together at the same time but didn't really have any common ground and didn't really have a friendship or relationship. But following 2 nights and 3 days at PGL with us, actually they've then built friendships and see each other outside of the centre.
How so fantastic.
It's all around
that shared experience
and
isn't
shared
it?
Experience. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's lovely. Perhaps you could go into schools and advise them how to get overcome this problem, because I mean, you know, by all accounts that is the main thing that kids are terrified. Mm. But I'm just having this vision of 11-year-olds beating other 16-year-olds at Scrabble and then giving them a nod.
And actually we're starting a pool club on, because we've got an old pool table which was donated to us actually from Brading Youth Club. It's very well used, and on Tuesday we're starting a pool club 6 till 8, so that will be for all of the whole age group, so that'll be quite interesting. There might be a bit of like competition between the ages, but
and we're hoping then to spread that out to other and the staff not me to spread that out to the other, some of the other youth services. So we know that a couple, Brading and the Bay Youth Project, both have pool tables, so actually if we can develop a little pool league, you're then looking at, you know, other
growing things. This is fantastic.
It's just building that network, isn't it?
Yeah. No,
we haven't
brilliant.
Told the other providers yet that we want to get pool league. So if they're listening,
game on.
We'd like to. That's where we want to do.
All right. Well, good for you. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do as people, you know, out there? I mean, support. I mean, is there things that, you know, you may be looking at, I don't know, donations? I mean, somebody gave you a pool table, so what's the next thing, a table tennis table?
We do actually,
so
we were also donated a table tennis table as well. We have an allotment, so we're always looking for donations of seeds and things for the allotment,
plants,
aren't we?
Plants. Like that.
In terms of our crafting section, yesterday we had a donation of
some like arts and crafts materials. Really kind.
We also have some volunteers. So at the moment we've got two volunteers who come in and volunteer during sessions. We have Nanny Sue, who is,
in her 80s.
In her 80s.
She won't mind me saying that.
She comes and teaches crochet. So on a Tuesday afternoon during our drop-in session, she comes along and we have a group of young people who learn to crochet with her. And then we have another volunteer called Kylan, who has been with us as a young person all the way through, and is now kind of, how old is he now, 20?
He's 20 now, yeah.
And he now volunteers with us at a drop-in and our allotment. So, you know, we have those opportunities for people as well to get involved if they'd like to volunteer for us as well.
Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds absolutely brilliant. So if you're a young person, how do they just reach out, pop in?
They can walk through the door. We're at 50 St Thomas's Street, Ryde, which is, if you stand at the old Nat West building in Ryde.
Yep.
Near French Franks. You look down, you've got Arrest Gardens. We are the old church at the bottom of it. If they want to contact us through social media, they can message us through Facebook or Instagram. We're at Network Ryde. Or they can contact us through our website, and our website is www.networkride.co.uk.
Fantastic. I'm pretty sure it's Church Lane, because I used to live down there.
Yes. It's the back of our building is Church
That's
Lane.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah.
The front entrance is on St Thomas's Street.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, look, I'm so glad you came
Thank
in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And it's such a positive, lovely story, isn't it? It really is. You must feel really proud of yourself.
Yeah, I'm manager. I've got an amazing team.
Shout out to the team.
We've got I've got Joe is my deputy manager. We have Kaya, Bryony, Gaz and John, who are our youth workers who run the sessions for us and go out of their way to open up to be on D of E with us and everything else. And that wouldn't happen without the team that we've got in place.
They were the young people that were on the table at the event.
They are younger than us, yes, but they are my team.
That's not what I was getting at. What's nice is that you know, it's not. I mean, years ago, you'd have youth clubs run by old fuddy duddies, wouldn't you? You would, but now you've got, you know, people that are not old fuddy duddies. They're actually quite, you know, down with the youngsters and willing to listen. I just think that's a great thing, and it works, isn't it? It's a winning thing that you've got there, and I think long may it continue. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It.
It's great to meet you.
You'll come back again, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if we can help and assist in any way, please shout.
Yeah, you have to come visit us.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go and visit my old house in Church Lane. It had subsidence. It was after a couple of years, it had a different postcode. It had moved so much. It was that bad. In actual fact, I was doing a travel bulletin one day and just said, Church Lane is closed for the time being. And the reason why I'm being so flippant about it is because the reason why it's being closed is because it's my house. It's falling into the road. So that's where you guys are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, hopefully we'll meet up down at your place next time then. Yeah. Great. Thank you
so much. Thank you.